Welcome, listeners. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we're going to begin today's show with a new release from a group called Trio Grand, and that is comprised of Gilead Hexelman on guitar, Will Vinson on saxophones and keyboards, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. We're going to begin with a title in Hebrew, Eli Yeled Tov. Thank you. Desron Douglas and Brandy Younger from their new release, Force Majeure, a great album, one that documents this COVID crisis and the lockdown that occurred. And Desron and Brandy would put on these, they called them brunches, from their apartment in Harlem. And one of the pieces that they would perform is this toilet paper romance, reminiscent of the difficulty in getting those supplies back in the early days of the lockdown. And before that, we started out this show with Trio Grande, a self-titled release. We heard a track, Eli Yeled Tov, and running that through Google Translate, that translates into a good boy. We're going to continue on with a Latin jazz set. I got to watching those great documentaries, Buena Vista Social Club and Calle 54. So I wanted to play some music from those two films. We're going to begin with the Buena Vista Social Club, followed by Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band. And then we're going to hear from a local artist who plays in a Latin jazz setting. His name is Irvin Flores. We're going to hear from him as well. So we're going to begin with the Buena Vista Social Club, Chan Chan. Thank you.
Alto Cedro voy para Matané, llego a Cueto voy para Mayarí. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto voy para Mayarí.
Thank you.
Irving Flores and the Danzin Jazz Trio from the album American Influence. We heard Bolero in San Diego. And we got to see Irving Flores perform live in perhaps the last jazz concert before they closed things up in this pandemic. And it was a great show, and it kind of inspired that set you just heard. Before that, we heard from Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band from the Kale 54 album. We heard Earth Dance, and we started this out with Chan Chan from the Buena Vista Social Club. Moving on, let's hear another San Diego staple in the jazz scene out here. I moved here a couple months ago, so kind of getting into the West Coast jazz scene. We're going to hear from Danny Green Trio from his album Altered Narratives. Danny Green, a fine piano player, and we're going to hear the track Friday at the Thursday Club. Thank you. Going back to 1958, we heard from Chet Baker and Bud Schenk from the theme music from the James Dean story. We heard Rebel at Work. Before that, we heard from a trio album called Triangular 3 Live, and that's Ralph Peterson on drums, Sakai Curtis on piano, and his brother Lucas Curtis on bass. We heard their version of Skylark. And we started out that set with the Danny Green Trio from Altered Narratives. We heard Friday at the Thursday Club. We're going to finish out this show with some Dave Brubeck. It was his 100th birth year anniversary. I'm a little late on this. That was back in December 6th. He was born in 1920. And I wanted to celebrate the great Dave Brubeck. So we're going to do so. We're going to hear a couple numbers, beginning with It's a Raggy Waltz from Time Further Out. And then we're going to finish out the show with Red Hot and Cool is the name of the album. And we're going to hear Taking a Chance on Love. This is Dave Brubeck. And thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster, and this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's our 600th episode, according to Podbean, who hosts this program. So thanks to all who listen, especially those who have listened for many years. Now let's listen to Dave Brubeck. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.